Care Quality Commission. CQC is the independent regulator of all health and social care in England. We are given powers by the government to register, monitor, and inspect all health and care services. Leonard Cheshire Disability. Alne Hall Care Home with Nursing Physical Disabilities. Alne Hall, Alne, York, North Yorkshire, Y061 1SA. Telephone 01347 838 295. That's 01347 838 295. Website www.leonardcheshire.org. That's www.leonardcheshire.org. Inspection summary. CQC carried out an inspection of this care service on the 4th, 5th and 25th of July 2017. This is a summary of what we found. Overall rating for this service. Requires improvement. Is the service safe? Requires improvement. Is the service effective? Requires improvement. Is the service caring? Requires improvement. Is the service responsive? Requires improvement. Is the service well led? Requires improvement. This inspection took place over 3 days on the 4th, 5th and 25th of July 2017. The first day of inspection was unannounced. Alne Hall is a care home that is registered to provide nursing or personal care for up to 30 people with physical disabilities. The home is a detached listed building set in its own grounds. The home has 28 single rooms and one shared room, which is currently used for single occupancy. At the time of our inspection, the service was full with 29 people using the service, one of whom was on respite. Short-term stay. The provider is required to have a manager in post. The manager, who was employed at the home, was registered with the Care Quality Commission, CQC. A registered manager is a person who has registered with the Care Quality Commission to manage the service. Like providers, they are registered persons. Registered persons have legal responsibility for meeting the requirements in the Health and Social Care Act 2008 and associated regulations about how the service is run. We have referred to the registered manager as the manager throughout this report. At our last inspection in July 2016, we identified a breach of Regulation 17, Good Governance. We found that effective management systems were not in place to assess the quality of the service and to evaluate and take the necessary steps to improve. We asked the provider to take action to improve the service. At this inspection, we found evidence to indicate there was insufficient progress to meet the breach of regulation. We found that staff on duty were disorganised with no clear leadership from the nurses or team leaders. The deployment of staff was ineffective and care delivery was not person-centred. The clinical lead and team leaders had not received appropriate training to enable them to effectively and efficiently carry out their job roles and duties. Competency checks of staff performance were not being completed, and meetings with staff to discuss their work performance, supervisions and appraisals were not taking place. There was a lack of effective communication between the care staff, team leaders, nurses, and management team. The assessment, monitoring, review, and mitigation of risk towards people who use the service with regards to accidents and incidents, hydration, bowel care, falls, and pressure care was not robust. People told us they were happy in the service, but had little opportunity to discuss or make decisions about their personal care and support. Care was task-based, and people who could not verbalise their wishes had little choice or say in what happened to them. There was an activity programme taking place within the service, and those people who could communicate their wishes to join in activities were well catered for. However, for other people with less capacity or poor communication, the opportunities were not as abundant. People who used the service did not receive person-centered care. Risk assessments were not updated in the care files and did not reflect the current needs of people who used the service. Care plans within the care files were not being reviewed, evaluated, or updated on a regular basis. At the end of our inspection, we asked the manager to send us information to show that risks within the service were being addressed as a priority by the management team. We received this information within the given time frame. We received an action plan from the head of operations to show what changes were taking place in the service to improve the working practices and leadership. We were also given written evidence to show how the quality of life for people who use the service was to be improved immediately. We continue to receive a weekly update of the progress being made within the service. We have found breaches of regulations 9, 12 and 18 during this inspection in relation to person-centred care, safe care and treatment, and staffing. You can see at the end of the full report on the CQC website the action we have asked the provider to make. We found a continued breach of Regulation 17 in relation to good governance. We are currently considering our regulatory response to this breach and will report on any action once it is completed. You can ask your care service for the full report or find it on our website at www.cqc.org.uk. That's www.cqc.org.uk. Or by telephoning 03000 616161. That's 03000 616161.